I'm also pleased that Huey Dietrich is here with us. He is currently with the Pennsylvania chapter of the United States Submarine Veterans. And first of all, thank you for your service, Mr. Dietrich. And Mr. Dietrich, and good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you too, sir. I'm doing well, thank you, and thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Can you tell me about your military service? Were you stationed on a submarine?
Yes, I was on the USS Henry Clay in 1964 to 66. I was on a nuclear power a submarine while it was being built. I was a plank owner, and I made two deterrent patrols on it in 1964 and 65.
Whereabouts were you on patrol?
Well, to this date, it's still every place we go, everything is still classified.
I was wondering about that. I don't want you to break any secrets. I was curious about that because nobody, that's something that wouldn't be evident unless you revealed it or somebody detected you.
Yes, because where we were at, there's always submarines there, so we're out there. But people really don't know, where we're at or how long we've been there.
That had to be something. Those who have met or read about that have been served while in a submarine have described that, you really kind of, you're pretty cramped, right, as you are in those conditions. Is it something when you get back out into the world, do you really feel sort of a sudden bit of freedom when you're able to move about? It's got to be quite a feeling to be within a submarine.
Well, the type of submarine I was on, they call it the boomers. They were the Polaris submarines. And we used to call them an underwater hotel.
Oh.
Because they were so big. You had more room. You wasn't cramped. We had a compartment on there with 16 missile tubes, and the submarine itself was 425 feet long. And we had our own library. We had our own workout room. It was pretty large that you didn't really have the feeling of crampedness. And our patrols lasted roughly 60 to 65 days. So we knew when we left that December 1st, 65 days later, we knew we were coming back. The fast attacks today, they're out there, and as reference, like the USS Pittsburgh, which is a fast attack, they are going on a seventh-month patrol. And the amount of time underwater varies for what their applications and what they're going to be doing.
That's interesting, and that's a much longer time. I know when I have been at the USS Requiem at Carnegie Science Center, and we're going to talk about that in a moment, I almost always see veterans there who are either visiting or having a bit of a reunion or who are there to talk about their military service. And tomorrow, there's really a special day. It's free, and it's called the Submarine Memorial, and it's at the USS Requiem. And you'll be talking a bit about submarines that are on eternal patrol, as it's called, and honoring their memory and the memory of the souls aboard. Can you talk a little bit about what will happen tomorrow?
Yes. Well, tomorrow at approximately 10 a.m., we will be kicking off our memorial service. And we call it the tolling of the boat ceremony, where we honor the 52 World War II submarines that were lost, and the total of submarines even lost in peacetime was 66. And what we do is we read off each boat individually, and when they went down, and the the reasoning I went down. And then we ring a bell in honor of each one and talk about them in generalities. We have a little girl that's been singing for us for the last four years, Alicia De La Flippo. She comes down and she sings the national anthem. And we have our honor guard, which is the Three River 11X Marine Detachment. It come down and present the colors, and our firing squad is the VFW in Schiller, Post 9199, and we give the little history of each one and read off some poems, and it's just a beautiful submarine memorial service honoring the submarines and the crew that's on Eternal Patrol.
Now, this is free tomorrow, and it's at the USS Requiem at Carnegie Science Center on the north side. 10 o'clock is the starting time, and you can visit the Science Center with admission later in the day if you wish, or on Memorial Day Monday. When I read about this, we absolutely wanted to be sure that we mentioned it, and I really am appreciative of your service and also of helping to keep this history at the forefront of our minds. Is there anything else, Mr. Dietrich, that you'd like to mention?
No, I just appreciate you having us on and for us to be able to get out into the public airways. Just a footnote, this past year, last September, we had the National Submarine Convention here in town. And we had 800, we call ourselves bubbleheads. We had 800 bubbleheads here in Pittsburgh for a week. And we had a ceremony over on the Requiem, which is second best of anybody. It was just, they were so proud of Pittsburgh. And the Carnegie Science Center has really rolled out the carpet to us. And the ladies over there, was Patty and Maria, have just been super to the submarine veterans.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Well, thank you again, sir. And it's tomorrow at 10 a.m., the military salute, the presenting of the colors, and the tolling of the bells for Memorial Day weekend. Thanks so much.
Thank you so very much for having us, sir.
That's Huey Dietrich of the Pennsylvania chapter of the United States Submarine Veterans.